the 103rd running of the Indianapolis 500 takes place this Sunday and marks a grand tradition since 1919, the Purdue All-American Marching Band performing. Over 200 students and alumni volunteer to return for the weekend. Jay Gephardt is director of bands at Purdue, including the All-American Marching Band and Purdue Wind Ensemble.
So these students are actually paying their own way to get back to Indianapolis and to be with their fellow bandsmen and bandswomen on that weekend. We get together on Saturday of Memorial Day weekend for a one-hour rehearsal, and we rehearse our parade music that morning, and off we go. So that's the extent of the rehearsal schedule. Our students are at this point, seasoned veterans with a lot of the music we play, so it's really no big deal for them to pull it back together quickly.
Gephardt is only the fifth director to lead the group and says marching at the Indy 500 has changed over the years, mainly with the school schedule.
It hasn't always been that way. You know, Purdue University, back in the day, classes went through the complete month of May. So the students and directors just bussed down from West Lafayette for the 500 and then bussed right back. So there are some logistical things that have to happen for that weekend to accommodate the band.
The band includes one very noticeable icon, the world's largest drum.
We have a crew of seven students who take care of the big drum. You know, the big drum is an icon for Purdue University. So when we're in the parade or we're at the race on Memorial Day weekend, folks from around the country, around the world, identify Purdue because of that big bass drum. So it's a real important part of the weekend, of course.
Gephardt adds, the entire All-American Marching Band really enjoys the weekend.
You can see countless numbers of photos on social media after that weekend of students kissing the yard of bricks, and you know, they get to meet some really wonderful celebrities who are very kind to them. Our students have, you know, been photographed, of course, with the iconic Jim Nabors and Florence Henderson as we performed with them throughout the year. So it's really much more than just another event for us, that's for sure.
Singing back home in Indiana, a tradition that began in 1946, is often associated with the late Jim Nabors. Returning to sing with the band this year is Jim Cornelison.
Bringing Jim Cornelison back for another go-around, his voice is so incredible. And in fact, he sounds a lot like Jim Nabors in many respects. So I think it really resonated with the crowd.
The greatest spectacle in racing features the parade of bands at 8 a.m. on Sunday and on the banks of the Wabash at 10:30. Gephardt says he's looking forward to the next 100 years.
I and the previous directors have really seen the Indianapolis 500 race evolve over the last century, and it's become such an important tradition for the All-American Marching Band that that's one of the reasons we don't have a difficult time getting kids back in May. They really understand that this is part of what we do, and certainly if they're available, they're going to make their way back for the Memorial Day weekend. The kids absolutely love it.
For WBAA, I'm John Clare.